I possibly couldn't say because some farmers are struggling, some aren't. It's a, like a yo-yo effect. It's up and down, obviously, with the prices of the industry and stuff like that.
We hear a great deal about the word diversification when it comes to the farm industry, and I know that there are a lot of folk in Derbyshire and various other folks who have kind of spread around in terms of business. Is that something which Yorkshire Home Going Farmers are having to think about as well?
As a young farming club and associated with a farming thing, it's the future of farming. If we have to diversify, we have to diversify. Obviously, to try and stick with what we do best would be nice, but these holiday home places and things like that are coming more popular as an extra income. But as the world moves on, we'll have to move with it.
Now, traditionally, the show season started with the Newark and Nut Show, and then tended to wrap up probably Worth Bakewell, with lots of things like the Great Yorkshire Show in between, the Lincolnshire Show, and so on and so forth. Events like Countryside Live seem to be extending the show season. Do you think that's the case?
It appears to be, because this is one of the last shows in the show calendar now. Especially to the young farmers movement, we use the show for the tug of war, the various different judging events that are going on through the day today. Our members, it gives them another chance to win another prize and show their stock off, so it's good.
Now, I've also heard that young farmers are noted for their social gatherings and wild dances. Is this?
We go out and have fun, and safe fun is our main thing.
Excellent. And how can people actually get in touch with the Yorkshire Young Farmers Association if they can't get here to Countryside Live? Is there a website or where which you can contact?
If you look on the Yorkshire Young Farmers website, which is www.yfyfc.org.uk, there's various different things on there to contact us. That's the best way of getting through to us.
And finally, have you enjoyed any particular aspects of Countryside Live yourself? Anything which over the last day or so?
Some of the stock, I've been stood here most of the time, so the stock side of it's been very interesting, and other things that are going on. I've yet to have a good walk round, so if you come back about 3 o'clock, I might have done it.
Yeah, I think we might just do that, Tim, from the Pontefract branch of the Yorkshire Young Farmers Association.
Thank you indeed. Thank you.
Okay, so we're still back with Tim from the Yorkshire Young Farmers Association, and we were just astounded, actually, Tim, by the range of things that you've been involved with this far, including Torquay and obviously branding Yorkshire's greatest export even further afield.
Oh yes, we've travelled in May down to Torquay. We took a 4-man floating amphibious vehicle that travelled on land and road, powered by pedal power, which was built by 4 of our members and took to Torquay over 4 days with 11 members to the annual general meeting. And we do various different other activities throughout the year. We have the training and stuff for the younger members, and we have our county show up here in Nidderdale, which is one of the best things of the year.
I might be way off base here, but Nidderdale, isn't that the one where you actually have the cliff walking and the cliff racing? Or is that... No, that's something completely different. That's a different part entirely.
That's different entirely. The county show is... it's where we do our competitions day, which enters into the next level in the National Federation of Young Farmers.
I'll tell you what, Tim, I'll say this on behalf of Southside Broadcasting as managing editor and also for Siren FM. Let's look maybe for 2011 to actually follow through perhaps a year in the life of the Yorkshire Young Farmers Association. What about that?
That sounds good, and hopefully we'll be able to work with you.
So continuing our little solo promenade around whilst we're waiting for various other colleagues to arrive on our little location report from Countryside Live, the 8th Countryside Live, of course, we find ourselves in the delightful company of...
Tres by Design...
And there is only one Tres by Design, clearly, and you've got a wonderful selection of hats. And well, describe it for us. What have we actually got here?
Well, they're really for the cold weather more than for fashion. Made from fleece, faux fur, all made by myself in Yorkshire. And I try to vary the colours and the styles.
Now, as you can tell, obviously, I'm a flat cap believer, and I like to maintain that. And clearly, this is more for the feminine side of the whole setup here. But in terms of the range, I mean, I have to say the colour's fantastic here. I mean, where did the inspiration come from?
While I'm walking the dog, I just think and think. Walking to the odd lamppost, but...
and I thought the dog actually dealt with the lamppost. You actually avoided them.
I just take inspiration from the colours round the hedgerows and things, yeah.
Excellent. Now, that's headwear. Of course, you have other things as well, don't you? So what other things are we doing?
The jewellery from the natural gemstones. And once again, inspiration from nature.
Which is fantastic. The season so far, it's been an interesting year in all sorts of ways, etc. How has Tres by Design been in terms of its ongoing roadshows, etc.?
not bad. Won't be drinking champagne, but we won't be on bread and dripping.
Which is okay. So we'll focus this year on that base, which is the important thing. And given that Crafts for Christmas coming up and a whole variety of other things, we'll be seeing you there?
Yes, definitely at Crafts for Christmas. Yes.
Just fascinated, actually, by the location, as always with Countryside Live, because you have the cattle up at one end of the main hall, and obviously at this end we've got the more sophisticated delights, such as your good self, of course. I mean, it's just quite a bizarre, surreal juxtaposition, really.
Well, it is, but you've got the two contrasts, and a friend with the lavender cushions does help the atmosphere an awful lot.
I was just going to say, because obviously the thing about radio and audio is you don't quite get, oftentimes, the odour that, shall we say, sometimes sort of wafts its way through.
Well, it does add to the character of things, doesn't it? You can't expect to be fragrance-free without cow, you know, when cows are about.
Well. Very true, and it's obviously it keeps us alive in all sorts of ways. How can people get in touch with you if they can't get to the show? Is there a website that you've actually got?
I belong to Made in Yorkshire, and Made in Yorkshire do have a website. I'm also a member of Brigantia. Again, they have the website, and I'm on there. And I do stand York City Centre, St Sampson Square.
Okay, well, we've had a little wander around, obviously speaking to the Yorkshire Young Farmers Association. They're very excited by the whole show event. Clearly the fine fashion folk were there. We've also been joined by Jill Prowse. Good to see you, Jill.
Hi there, it's great to be here. Excellent. Nice to see you.